Okay, that's on. This is the manual we use. Or, it has a lot of questions in it. Whatnot. Now, since we're not gonna do a complete interview, I'm gonna maybe skip around a little bit and ask some items. And basically, what we're interested in here is pronunciation, you know, for the dialect study. And there are a few items that I usually try to get you to say. In other words, I won't say them for you before you say it, because sometimes when someone else says something, it influences the way you say it. So sometimes I might say, you know, I might point to something or something, and you would tell me what you call it, or any alternates, any alternate way a person would talk around here. But I think what I might do first is we use a. This sometimes helps us get started. You built this house, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it myself, of course, but.
Well, I mean, you
I helped
laid it out.
Then,
Okay, I fill out this data.
We actually built this house for $3,600, believe it or not. These walls are 18 inches thick.
Is this all stone? What kind of stone is this?
Oh, it's brought from over here on the creek. It's granite and weathered stones of other types. A little field stone, not too much of that flint.
Okay. I'm just...
From five or six times.
Okay. This community is... what do you call this community?
Well, just Lochipoca.
Lochipoca. And you're a full name, sir? What you mean?
Well, but I've not used the Robert except in official documents for all these years.
And you just use Lochipoca as your address?
Yeah. We all have to have box numbers now.
Is it P-O-L-K-A?
Mm-mm.
P-O-K-A.
P-O-K-A.
Not polka, it's polka.
I'd be after you sure enough, man, if you start
well, I
picking
noticed,
up this up here.
Yeah, I noticed down here at the end, it said, what, polka in or something?
Yeah, that's
what's
what
that?
They use, the P-O-L-K-A.
Yeah, that's what, I think that's where I got that idea.
Yeah.
And you were born in Lee County?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it close to here?
Yeah, down at Beehive.
Down there next to Mr. Ward?
No, Beehive, you know, is beyond that triangle, and you turn right and go down that wire road, oh, about a half mile.
Okay. What do you consider your occupation to be right now? I mean, are you just...
Well, I'm simply retired, but of course, I'll always, as long as my health holds, I'll be a writer, columnist. My chief ambition, if my health holds long enough, is to write a history of the progress of Southern agriculture over the last 50 years. I'll make it 60 in there if I get into it. Make it sort of the magnum opus of my career. I think I showed you the family history the other day.
Yes.
Did one on agricultural classics. This was the last one I did before I left the company, retired. And then we had done three of us. A community handbook. Oh, it's printed in 36. We sold about 50,000 copies of that. There were no community handbooks in our section in those days. We thought we saw an opportunity. Then I've edited and aided in writing a lot of other books. This Is the South was one in which I collaborated, a Rand McNally book.
Rand McNally?
Mm-hmm.
Were you involved with this? Now, you were involved with, you said, a publisher or a foundation that helped put this book?
No, this is a company. This is a company publication.
Which company is this, sir?
Progressive Farmer Company.
Progressive Farm.
We had to invest millions in this just to get started.